Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 395 for September 2018. And I want to welcome you all to the show. My name is Barry Kantz, and I'm your host, and we have Laureen Romero coming up here shortly. And we're going to talk a little bit today about Sonoma County, California, a beautiful place where you can send your clients to luxury travel resorts, observe beautiful coastline vistas, redwoods. Oh boy, it's just full of things. And what's great about Sonoma County, it's made a wonderful comeback from the fires it had last year. So stay tuned and learn all about that here in the upcoming interview portion of the show. So before we get to that, I want to let you know that you can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I love to hear from you, so drop me an email. Or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. So once again, welcome to the show, and I want to remind everyone that we're here for the travel trade, and we're here for you, so hopefully you enjoy the show. And we have been a NACTA affiliate since 2012, so we're proud of that fact, and we look forward to moving along with NACTA as they rebrand with NACTA and ASTA. So I don't want to keep you all here too long before we get into the interview portion of the show, because we run a little bit long in that portion. So what I want to do is jump right into the interview, and you can learn all about Sonoma, California, beautiful Sonoma. So here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the interview portion of the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And we're back once again, and we're rushing right into fall. It seems like summer fell right off the branch of the tree, and fall is here already. But anyhow, at least where I am. And today we have a guest that's going to be with us to talk to us about the area Laureen lives in. And that's kind of exciting, because there was some unfortunate news that came out of there last year. But boy, I guess everything's going fine and well. And I think with that, I'll turn it over to Laureen, and we'll get right into the interview portion of the show. Hey, Laureen, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? It's good to be back. And you're right. Oh, my goodness. It's fall. Hello. When did that happen? I was already talking to somebody about what we're doing for Thanksgiving the other night. And I went, oh.
Yeah. I got that same question.
Exactly. I mean, whether you wanted to or not, Thanksgiving will be here sooner than you expect, because it's already the end of September. This year is rolling down quickly towards a new year, which I think is really awesome. And it's fall here in Sonoma County. And as many of our listeners know, I have lived in Sonoma County for 25-ish years. Gail and I have lived here in Sonoma County, and actually in the town of Windsor. And I know I've lived here about 25 years, because she and I are coming up on our 25-year anniversary. And that means that it's turning fall. It's beautiful. We have awesome colors. The crush is happening. And it's a beautiful place to be. And our guest today that we have is Delise Langdale, and she is the Vice President of Global Tourism and Development. So in other words, for those of you who use me as a resource for Sonoma County, I recommend that you contact her. I am one of your peers, and I live here, and I love this place, and I'm always happy to talk to my travel advisor peers about it, as well as I send clients here, as well as send them away, since a lot of my clients are here. But I totally suggest that you take down this woman's name, email, and telephone number so that you can reach her, because she's totally awesome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the mic over to Delise. And she and I actually spent 2 days together in meetings, which is funny because I haven't seen her in months. And then just before our podcast, ta-da, we're in the same room several times. But it's because it's an important time, and I'm always happy to see her. She gives a wonderful message, and I want to invite you to our show. Thank you for being here, and I'm going to let you take it away. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do with Sonoma County Tourism.
Absolutely. Thank you. And good morning, Lorene. And thank you for that fabulous introduction saying I'm awesome resource. I love it. So you'll guess a little bit maybe already from my accent that I'm not a native of Sonoma County. As Lorene has been here for 25 years, I've been based here in Sonoma for about the last 6 years. Living here in the US for about 16 years, originally from the UK. I moved out to California for work and I have always worked in the travel industry. So from working for tour operators, working for an airline, working for an attraction, and now working for Sonoma County as a destination in itself. But a little bit about me. I mentioned I'm from the UK. After graduating university, I went backpacking around the world for about 3 years and then fell into the travel industry, as I'm sure many of you that are listening have had the same thing. Maybe not all of us envisaged that we were going to be in the travel industry, but you fall in it and never fall out of it. Because I think as part of falling in it is falling in love with the industry. Over the course of my career, I've lived in many different corners of the world, many different countries. I came to California, fell in love with California. But more importantly, once I came to Sonoma County, I fell in love with Sonoma County. Always kept promising that I was going to retire here. I was living in the greater San Francisco Bay Area. Had this plan that I'd retire here. And one day woke up and thought, I'm not waiting until I retire. I'm going to make it happen. So within the course of a couple of months, I made it happen. Sometimes when you imagine these things, you can bring them into reality. And I have to say, and I say it to everybody, that once I moved here and started to visit here and now live here and I'm part of the community, it's the perfect little piece of paradise. And I'm not going to live anywhere else in the world. So that's a little bit of how I got to Sonoma. I work for Sonoma County Tourism. We are the destination marketing organization, or the DMO, for Sonoma County, and that's the wider Sonoma County. So we cover the whole of the destination, from Petaluma at the bottom of the destination all the way up to Sea Ranch at the top of the destination. So cover all of that. And my role in the organization, we have a division and a small team. We call ourselves Tourism Development, but in traditional names, it's travel trade. So our role is to work both domestically and internationally with the travel trade and distribution channels to promote visitation to Sonoma County. So that's where we connect with you. We are a great resource, as Lorene said, for travel agents, the travel agent community, both domestic and internationally. As I mentioned, we've got a team. You can go to our website at any time, sonomacounty.com. Click onto the travel trade section. You'll see a tab at the top that says travel trade. And those pages are for you. Gives you lots of tools to download. Also gives you my contact details and all of the team's contact details. Because I appreciate that listening to a podcast, you may be in the car, you may be traveling and don't have a pen handy to write down details. But you'll find all of them there. And they'll always all will be there. Something fun that we're working on at the moment. So as I mentioned, that SonomaCounty.com travel trade pages for you with lots of resources. We have a travel trade guide that you can download. We have a luxury travel trade guide that you can download. There's itinerary ideas. There's lots of destination information from a travel trade travel agent perspective. And one of the exciting projects I'm also working on at the moment is a new training, interactive training platform. And when I say training, I know that as agents, you've probably been to lots of training sites that destinations and countries put out, and you've got to sit through hours of content to be able to download and print a certificate. Well, we're aiming to have something a little different, a little more interactive, but as a hub of resources for you so that you don't have to sit through training modules. There will be that option, but there will also be a huge hub of resources for you and resources that you can also share with your clients and customers as well. So that's a little bit about me. There's three of us in the team. So there's myself. There's Jamie Dubois, who will be a key contact for you as well. Jamie looks after our domestic travel trade market. And then we have Susan Tarkano, and Susan's out in Paris at the moment at one of the big travel shows, Top Razor. So she's out on the road there at the moment. So that's a little bit about me, little bit about Sonoma County Tourism. Our, as I said, we're a destination marketing organization. Our mission is to bring overnight guests into the destination and showcase everything that we have to offer across our amazing destination to everybody out there. So I think that Maureen also mentioned it's fall. And as she was mentioning, and Barry did as well, and as they were both mentioning that, I was like, I wrote a little note on my pad next to me to say fall, one of my favorite times of the year. And then I sat, and I had to laugh at myself as well, because when it's spring, I love spring. And then we get to summer, and I love summer, and I love winter. So, but there's something special about each season. Fall, as Lorene mentioned, with the colors are gorgeous. We're starting to have a little bit cooler mornings and cooler evenings, but the daytime is fabulous. Temperatures in the 80s still here as we enter fall. I go swimming after work, and I have an outdoor swim club that I go to. So last night I was out there swimming, and it was just perfect looking out onto the hills and the changing colors of the vineyards. Lots of activities going on. Fall is our time of harvest and crush. And harvest is the time that they bring all the grapes in, and crush is when they start to crush them to make the first stages of the wine process. And that's all going on and happening around us now. So it's definitely a wonderful time out here. But as I mentioned, when we get to each season, I tend to say it's my favorite. From fall, I often look ahead to, well, the holidays are wonderful, but January is one of my favorites as well, because very often in January, we have gorgeous blue sky days. And that's one of my little sayings, oh, it's another blue sky day in Sonoma County. You know, those types of days when you look up and there's nothing but blue skies, no clouds, the temperature's mild, and that's one of my favorite times for going out to the coast as well, for a great coastal hike. And so I mentioned the coast there, and very often people are not aware of how big or how diverse Sonoma County is. It's a tendency to think we're just wine country, and we're so much more. I often like to say that we're wine country plus. Because in addition to the more than 425 wineries we have here, with everything ranging from family small business wineries to regal style wineries, we have the Redwoods, and we have 50 miles of Pacific coastline. So we also have that famous Highway 1 that runs down the entire coast of our destination as well. So there's a wide variety and diversity to Sonoma County that is always something when we share, people are like, oh, I thought you were wine country. And the cool thing is that we're that and so much more.
Okay, one of the things that you were mentioning about the diversity, I mean, you're absolutely right. We're huge. It's a huge county, and people forget that you can spend an entire week here and be in multiple climates and multiple areas. I had some travel agents come out here 2 years ago who wanted to experience Sonoma County. They're like, oh my God, your county is larger than some of our states. To be able to put into perspective like that. She was from Rhode Island, and she's like, it's hard, you know, it's like you're saying 50 miles of coast. Who thinks that of Sonoma County, right?
I know. And isn't that coastline is dramatic. It's beautiful. It's rugged. It's those pictures that you see in magazines. Actually, if anybody saw the latest edition of Coastal Living, Timber Cove, which is a property and an area halfway down that coastline, is the front cover of the magazine. And you'll see those dramatic images. And that's what it's like. Highway 1 runs the entire length. And unlike many portions of Highway 1, the iconic Highway 1 is, as we know, from San Francisco down to Los Angeles. But very often when you're driving on that road, there's huge sections of it that are, you can't see the coast. They come inland a little. For our 50 miles, the road hugs the edge of the coastline the entire way. So you're driving next to the crashing waves, next to that rugged scenery the entire way. And then a cool thing about our section of the coast as well is that it's perfect in whale watching season. And whale watching season is from around October through to April. It's the gray whales as they're migrating to and from Baja, California. They travel from Alaska down the coast, give birth, and then they swim back up to Alaska to their main feeding grounds. They swim along the Sonoma coast. The cool thing about our section is the guests don't need to take a boat trip out to go and see them. We just go out to the headlands and we plant ourselves there, or we go for a hike along the headlands. And you can see the whales from the coastline as the deep water channel that they migrate down is right next to the coastline. As an example, I was out there last winter and it was a perfect day. I had five travel agents with me. They were from Australia, and we were up in Timber Cove around breakfast time. And while we were sat having breakfast, we saw two whales out in the bay. We then jumped in our car and we were making our journey down the Sonoma coast, and we ended up in Bodega Bay, which and went out to the headlands, a place called Bodega Head, to do a little hiking, and saw three more whales. So in the course of maybe 3 hours, we saw five whales, which was a very cool experience. I mentioned Bodega Bay there, and whenever I mention it, I also have to drop in that little-known fact, or well-known fact, depending on where you're coming from, that Bodega and Bodega Bay were the locations for Alfred Hitchcock's classic movie, The Birds. And lots of people, you know, have memories of that. I do. It was one of the landmark movies, horror movies, that really scared me. I was going to be a little more graphic there, but I remembered I'm on a podcast, so I'm just going to say it scared me. There's still lots of those landmarks there from the filming that you can go out and see and experience as well. I've mentioned the coast, the redwoods. Again, a lot of people don't, you know, naturally correspond Sonoma County with the redwoods. People think that maybe Muir Woods just outside San Francisco, or that you have to drive much further north up towards into Mendocino for Redwoods National Park. But here in Sonoma County, we have an abundance of redwoods. We have Armstrong State Redwood Preserve. I got that jumbled up. So we've got Armstrong Natural State Preserve. A huge grove and area of redwoods. And then out by the small wine country towns of Occidental, again, lots more areas of redwoods as well. In Armstrong, you can go hiking. It's anything from just a comfortable 10-minute walk into the preserve to touch a tree, have a photo taken, to an all-day hike to the top of the ridgeline through the majestic trees. So, and anything in between. I know one of our tour companies does a yoga hike and bubbles experience where you can go to Armstrong, you have a morning yoga session amongst the redwoods, followed by a hike, and then you round that out at Corbell for a little champagne tasting as well. So that's a cool way to experience the redwoods. Another way is ziplining. Sonoma Canopy Tours, really cool company and experience. again, the first time I did it, I was like, oh, I've got this little, you know, little fear of heights. But I was taking a group of travel agents with me. So you'll appreciate that I didn't want to show that fear. So every time I was doing a zip line through the trees, I counted to 12 and then launched myself off with a smile on my face. But after two zips, that smile was very genuine because it's this super safe, super cool experience, 200 feet above ground, up at the top of the Redwoods. You have 7 aerial zips from tree to tree through the canopies, and then 2 aerial bridges as well. And then you abseil. And what's the word for abseil? You rappel. You rappel from the top of a tree down to ground level at the end of your experience. And I know that Sonoma Canyon Tours has about 3 different levels of experience, from the main to an extreme tour. And they also do a night tour as well, which is very cool. And the night tour is on the same zip line route, but your helmets have night lights on them. So you switch them on. And if you can imagine, you're zipping from tree to tree with your headlights lighting the way, which is sort of one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences as well. So a little bit about the ocean, a little bit about the Redwoods, and then I haven't really mentioned wine. And we tend to think everybody just knows we're a wine country, but we have, as I mentioned, more than 425 wineries open to visit. We have about 700 producing wine. They're spread all across the entire destination. We have 18 different AVAs, American Viticultural Areas. So those are designated areas that have a unique type of wine. And so we've got 18 across the destination. And that shows that we have lots of little microclimates going on as well. And the microclimate will lead in an area to that unique blend of wine and unique attributes to a wine. And as I mentioned, there's 425 wineries are spread across the entire destination. We're known for our Pinot Noirs, the Russian River Pinot Noirs. In contrast, Napa, our neighbors next door, are probably better known for their cabs. They're big, bold reds. They're Cabernet Sauvignons from a little hotter climate. As we have that coastal influence, it leads to us being the leaders in Pinot Noirs. Our white blends are Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blancs, and then we do bubbles incredibly well as well. I like to call it champagne, but I know that we can't because we're not in Champagne, France. So I just call it bubbles. And our sparkling wines are phenomenal as well. So if your guests are not wine aficionados, then it's very cool just to try all the varietals. And we have all the varietals on offer. But sometimes you might have guests or customers that are, you know, particular fans of a varietal. They want to just do Pinot Noirs, or they just want to chase down the perfect Chardonnay. And then you can do that. You can hone in on, you know, wineries that specialize in that type of wine. And then for the wineries, every type of experience that you can imagine, from a simple walk up to a tasting room bar and do a flight of tasting, maybe 3 or 4 wines that you taste. So we've got that going on. No appointment necessary. Tasting rooms open 7 days a week. Other experiences, you can have a reserve tasting, which is sort of the higher levels of wine. Number of places have food and wine experiences where an executive chef will pair bites of food with the wines that they're offering. And I don't know about you, but the first time I did wine and food pairing, I was always like, oh, everybody always tells you it's different when you pair it with food. And, you know, I wasn't a great believer. I've changed many of my, you know, preconceptions since moving to wine country. I wasn't a great believer, but sitting down and doing a food and wine pairing, a host will get you to taste the wine, and you'll taste a certain flavor. They'll then get you to take a bite of the food pairing and follow it with a second taste of wine, and it really does change the whole experience and palate and nuances that you're tasting. So lots of food and wine experiences. We have great places to do that. Perhaps Kendall Jackson Winery has a really great food and wine pairing. St. Francis Winery does as well. Wine tours. Very cool place is Benzinger Family Winery, just above the village of Glen Ellen. A biodynamic vineyard. And they offer a really great tour through the vineyards on the back of a tractor trailer. Takes you right out into see the whole of the process and learn about the vineyards before rounding out in the tasting room to see that all come together in the bottle. So we have tours, we have tastings, we have reserve tastings, we have food and wine pairings. Another cool experience is wine blending. We have a couple of wineries or a number of wineries that offer that experience. Buena Vista Winery springs to mind. Meadowcroft Winery spring to mind as well. And there you get to take the wines that they produce and create your own blends. You do it with test tubes and you do it all scientifically and you work out your optimum blend and the one that tastes the best to you over the course of a whole session. You'll find and make your perfect blend, and then you'll use those ratios to fill a bottle of that blend, create your own label, cork and bottle your wine, and take it home. And that is the ultimate vacation souvenir. And guests and agents that I've had that come out and do that with me, all the time they're sending me emails, you know, a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year later to say, oh, we opened our wine and it brought back all of those amazing memories of everything we did. And it's, as I said, the ultimate, I think, take home from Sonoma County as well. And then maybe just to share a little bit about, I've sort of shared the attributes there, you know, as in the wine, the coast, the redwoods. Sonoma County is also made up of a whole host of small wine country towns, each with its own personality. That's what's really great about the destination. Loreen mentioned that she lives in Windsor. I'm sat at the moment in my office in Santa Rosa, which is, if you look at a map of Sonoma County, sort of in the center of the destination. I actually live in the town of Sonoma. I mentioned Glen Ellen, but we have you know, a wide range of small wine country towns, as I said, each with their own personality. And sometimes when you look at a map and you see all those towns, you think, oh, it's incredibly busy. It's not. It's very rural. I always say, if you look at a map and you'll see all of these towns dotted about, but the population of the town of Sonoma, as an example, is 7,000 people. Population of a little town called Forestville, you look at their sign, it's 97 people, which I always think is very cool. Occidental, population 500 people. So, as I said, those very charming, small wine country experiences as well. So those are a lot of the attributes that I've mentioned. But also, we like to talk about Sonoma County as having its own personality. We say that Sonoma County is where life opens up. It's a place to connect with people, with the land, with each other. You get here and you see and experience all of the possibilities, all of the beauty, the landscape, and it just really opens up everything that you can connect to. I say that sometimes we're so busy in our lives that when you get to Sonoma, we're a much slower pace of life. It gives you time to stop and reflect and connect with not just the experience that you're having and that you're seeing and being really present in the moment. It allows you to connect with the people that you're meeting, maybe the winemaker or the cheesemaker or the olive oil producer or the farmer. But it also allows you to connect with each other. And I think in today's busy world and busy environment, that life opens up and that ability to connect is a really unique opportunity. And it's something that Sonoma County as a whole really offers to everybody that visits. How am I doing, Lorene? Am I giving it justice?
You are, man. I'm like, I want to go there. You are giving a fabulous overview of our amazing county. And you're right. It makes you wonder and remember, wow, there is so much here. And no, you're doing a great job. Keep going.
Okay. So I was just thinking before about some of the cool things that our guests can experience as well. Some of the new things. Vike Heelsberg is a new company. You may have seen those big multi-seated bicycles before, very often in party towns. Well, Heelsberg have got one, but it's a little bit different. So it's one of those machines that there's lots of bicycle seats on. Everybody sits around, has a guide that drives the bike, and everyone pedals. And they're doing some cool daily tours. They kick off the morning with an exercise tour. So it's not about drinking wine, and it's not about going to local breweries. It's really about getting out and getting out into the countryside and doing a little bit of exercise with fellow visitors. So that's something new. They also do a museum tour, and they do a tour out to sort of some of the wineries, the distillers, and some of the cool local sites around there. And mentioning distilleries and distillers, I happen to touch base and connect with two very cool people, the owners of Young and Yonder, the other day, and the website is youngandyonder.com, craft spirit distillers, young local couple that call it Young and Yonder. I asked where they got the name for their business, and it's because they're young, and they traveled yonder but came back to Sonoma County. So, I would like to learn, you know, the stories behind our local entrepreneurs and local crafters and makers, because we are definitely a destination of crafters and makers, from craft spirits to distilleries to breweries and microbreweries to those cheesemakers and lavender farms and farmers, to the fishermen out on the coast. But Young and Yonder, craft spirit place, they have 5 dedicated craft spirits, and you can go and do tastings. And then they also have a weekly cocktail that they craft. Very cool spot to hang out as well. And then I came across a couple of months ago, another new company, Bohemian Highway. And they're a company that offers sort of lifestyle tours. They have, most of their customer base is sort of the millennial focus. But the names of their tours are what really drew me in. So listen to this for a couple of names for tours through wine country. Hay bales, handshake deals, and pickup trucks. So that was very cool. It makes me want to go on it. So you get off the main highway. You go to those smaller, unpretentious tasting rooms. You get out in the farms and the eucalyptus groves and the rolling hills. Another one is Produce Pinot, and quite possibly pigs. I think they must have had a fun time naming all of their tours. So produce, they're going out to local farms. Pinot is going to be a little hint of wine tasting, and quite possibly pigs. They stop off at, I think that they visit a chef that has lots of pork-inspired food, and they get out into the farms as well. And then they have a Bohemian backroads tour that takes you through the Russian rivers and those majestic redwoods as well. Oh, and one final one is Call of the Wild. Not sure if you're familiar, but Jack London, the author, made Sonoma County his home. And Jack London State Historic Park sits just above the town of Glen Ellen that I mentioned a little earlier, and just above Benzinger Family Winery. That's the winery with that very cool biodynamic tram tour. You have Jack London State Historic Park. And huge park. They've got a new museum coming on board. They have hiking through the vineyards and the preserve up there. And they also have horse riding. So this Bohemian Highway Travel Company organized tours called Call of the Wild that you get to go out horse riding in Jack London State Park as well. So that's a few of the cool local things and new things that are going on here in the destination as well. And then in terms of where should your guests stay, and I know that Lorene will be a very cool and very knowledgeable resource for all of you on that. Again, I can give you any direction and connect you with Jamie from our team as well and answer any questions. But we have everything in terms of accommodations, from your brands, your hotel brands and chains, through to your five-star luxury and your boutique five-star properties as well. As an example, the Farmhouse Inn, rated number one Travel and Leisure magazine, rated by Travel and Leisure, the number one luxury property in California for a couple of years running. And that maybe is a really great example, that property, of that where life opens up premise of Sonoma County. The Farmhouse Inn is owned by a brother and sister team, fifth generation Sonoma County natives. Grandparents emigrated across and settled in this area. They live on their original ranch land. They've now brought that together with the Farmhouse Inn. As I said, there's luxury boutique property that you can stay at. But the ranch produces food and eggs and everything for their Michelin star restaurant. They also have vineyards, and so they produce their own wine that you can have. So it's this fully immersive experience there, and it's bringing together that whole, in Sonoma County, anything is possible. You can follow your dreams, follow your passion. But mention, it's getting a little off track there. So that's one of the types of properties. So I mentioned we've got brand, all of the brands. So from Best Western and Doubletrees and Hyatt to boutique properties to bed and breakfast to campgrounds and everything in between. Sonoma County is very easy. We keep talking about how big it is, but also it's big, but still relatively small. I say that if you're in Santa Rosa in the center, nowhere's further than an hour in every direction. A lot of things are, you know, just a 10-minute drive away or a 15-minute drive away, because you're going to be exploring multiple areas of the destination. So I very often say it's really good to find the style of accommodation that will suit your guest and your customer. Because then getting out and about and that meets them and meets their budget and meets their style of traveling. Because everywhere is very easily accessible, whether they're driving themselves, whether they rent a car, whether they join a tour. So that's always one of my tips. And the other tip in terms of places to stay is that weekdays, Sundays through to Thursday, availability is always much easier to secure. And I've worked with many travel agents, and they've contacted me and said, oh, we can't get our guests in. And sometimes you just need to stagger the trip by a day or two so that you fall into that midweek range. Or if they're going somewhere else, maybe they're stopping in San Francisco first and then coming to Sonoma. Sometimes it's just about flipping which portion they do first as well. If you're having trouble finding a availability, as an example, San Francisco is the flip to Sonoma. So San Francisco availability is always much easier on a weekend. Sonoma County availability is always much easier Sunday through to Thursday. That's always a little tip I like to share as well. So I think that, you know, that's sort of like a sort of top level overview of the destination. You know, I've shared lots of the attributes. We've got the coast, we've got the redwoods, we've got the wineries, all of those experiences. I've shared some of what's new in the destination. You know, talked a little bit about where guests can stay. I guess I haven't talked about getting here. So, little known fact, although not to all of us because we're here, but sometimes a little known fact on the wider scale is that STS Airport, Santa Rosa, we have our own airport named after Charles Schultz. So it's the Charles Schultz Santa Rosa Airport. And I say named after Charles Schultz because Charles Schultz, the creator of the Peanuts Gang and Snoopy, lived for over 30 years here in Sonoma County. There's a museum dedicated to all of the Peanuts and characters and the comic strip. Great place to visit as well. And even when you visit there, you can have cartoon drawing classes, which is always fun to do. So Charles Schultz, STS, Sonoma County Airport. And we have direct daily flight service. And I'm going to try and make sure I get all of these. But if not, you can check out the airport website, sts.com. I think it's .com, maybe .org, but I'll double check on that. And daily direct flight service with Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, Phoenix. Coming in March of next year is also Denver. At the moment, we have limited service from Minneapolis and also limited service from Las Vegas. We also have the shortest flight in the whole of the U.S. because we have a flight connection on United to San Francisco. I think you're in the total flight time is about 15 minutes. And we all thought it was a little strange, but it's a very successful route, and it allows people to connect directly into the destination from all over the country as well. So that's a little bit about getting here. If not, and guests are flying in, then your other main gateways would be San Francisco, so SFO, San Francisco International, Oakland International, or even Sacramento as well, because that's about equidistant as well. So lots of ways of getting here. We also have our own airport bus as well, so Sonoma County Airport Express. If guests are not landing at one of those, San Francisco or Oakland, and don't want to drive immediately, they can take the airport bus that brings them directly into the destination. And perhaps they may want to pick up a rental car the following day. So that's always an opportunity as well. I've shared a lot of information with you. Just a reminder, if you do want to reach out, again, Laureen is an awesome resource for all of you. But again, SonomaCounty.com. Top of the website, look for the travel trade button. Click on there. We'll bring you through to my contact details and the team's contact details as well. As a reminder, my name is Delise. Always, always happy to answer any questions, give you additional resources, point you in the right direction, make introductions and connections. We can definitely do that as well. So if you're trying, if you want some ideas and you want to connect with a company, we'll make introductions. So that it's not just that, you're not just approaching somebody blind as well. So happy to, I always say that our job is to make your jobs easier. That's the whole premise of the service that we share with our travel trade partners is that we're here for you and to make your job easier. How am I doing, Lorene?
You did
I'm talking a lot.
Well,
is there anything that you think I've missed or that you'd like me to additionally share?
No, because you know what you've done, and I want to thank you for that, is you have given awesome examples on why to send your clients here. Places to go, things to do, how we are resilient and we're vibrant. And we all know there's this huge anniversary coming up, but it doesn't stop us. You know, our county in our area is running full bore. It's very productive. Restaurants are opening. You know, they've been open. The people have this wonderful attitude. I mean, it's the tragedy that happened in October, which we can't pretend it didn't happen. I mean, it would be really nice if we could go, it didn't happen, but it did. But it brought our community even closer. It brought new life to us, which is awesome. And we have completely moving forward. I talk to suppliers all the time, and all this positive stuff has come out of it. And we really want to relay that message to travel agents to send their clients here. Come here. It's awesome. One of the other things that you were mentioning about Charles Schultz, that Sonoma County is known for, are our Snoopy statues. Sprinkled all over the county, there's a Charlie Brown, there's a Lucy, there's Linus, the Windsor Downtown Green, we have our own Snoopy, he's called Rainbow Joe. In fact, I'm working on a project right now because the town green's going to have its very own Charlie Brown statue coming. And I'm part of a program that's putting on a theme contest. So if you are following me on Facebook, you're going to see me posting these cutout Charlie Brown pop-up signs. And it's Charlie. And there's actually two of them. They're twins. One's called Mobile Chuck. The other one's called Mobile Charlie, and a mother really does know the difference between them, so I know which one's which. And we're inviting everybody. It can be someone like you to participate in having a theme, because we're going to have him on our Windsor Town Green. And we're growing. We're vibrant, just like the fall colors right now, which is totally awesome. And I know Barry's always in the background quietly taking notes, making sure Coco's not making barking sounds, but I want to bring him back on just for a moment to see if he has any questions for you.
Yeah, thanks, Lorene. Thanks, Delise. Boy, what a great, wonderful amount of information, and I really appreciate that. I do have a quick question. Is there a high season and a low season, you know, in Sonoma for tourism?
Yes, there is. Yeah, there is. Absolutely. I would say that the high season probably runs from June through to the end of October, kicks into just the start of November. And that June onwards being the summer period, September and October is what I call high season. And that is because it's our harvest and crush time. And a lot of people like to visit during those months to see all the activity that's going on. But what I'd also say in relation to that as well is that if you're wanting some more intimate experiences, or you wanting the chance to get to meet a winemaker or see more of a winery is to come outside that time, because in harvest and crush, everybody is busy. It's the lifeblood of the wineries and the wine destination. So everybody's all hands. Grape picking can happen at 2 a.m. in the morning. So as I said, if you're looking for those more intimate experiences, it's sometimes better to travel outside of those times as well.
Okay, great.
Well, excellent, excellent. So wrapping up.
Do you know, Lorraine, I just got one thing to wrap up with from my side. I always say that, well, I don't say, I think somebody famous said, or a lot of people have said it before me, that a picture tells a thousand stories. So if anybody's really interested in what the destination looks like at the moment within the last week, hop on to SonomaCounty.com, scroll down to the bottom of our of the homepage, and you'll see our social hub. And that's pulling real pictures from real people. And I think I'm just scrolling on them now. The latest, you know, the longest one was 15 days ago. Most of them are a day or 2 days ago. And you'll get to see the destination in all its true glory. And as I said, it's real pictures from real people. So we're pulling from everybody's feed that hashtags us. So that's a real authentic and intimate look into the destination. We call it What's Happening Right Now.
That's awesome. Because it's true. I mean, this is a very picturesque county. Every town is unique. In fact, Barry, I think I have the topic for our November one. This is September. Our next podcast. You should have me on as the president and CEO of the Windsor Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I can actually spend time talking about Windsor, because as Delise had mentioned, I mean, Windsor in itself has so much going on, from the Charlie Brown trees to the scarecrows to all these other activities. So there you go. I don't have to go find a guest for next month.
Sounds good.
But I want to thank you again, Delise, for being on our show. And I would like you to take the opportunity to give contact information again, how people can reach you. Do you want them also to, again, refer to the website real quick? Because, you know, we only hear things after the third time it's mentioned. So I want to give you the opportunity
absolutely.
To be able to do that again.
Perfect. So, again, my name's Delise. It's our website is SonomaCounty.com. Right up in the top line, you'll see there's a travel trade button. Click on that. It will take you through to our travel trade pages. On there, you can find my contact details along with the rest of the tourism development team. That's Jamie and Susan. If you are listening to this podcast and you're next to a notepad, my telephone number here in the office is 707-522-5805. You're welcome to call with any questions or need some advice at any time. 707-522-5805. I do travel a lot. I'm out there promoting the destination. So I'm also going to give you the telephone number for our front reception. Devon on our front reception is an awesome resource as well, 707-522-5800. And if you want to drop me an email at any time, it's D Langdale, and that's DLANGDALE at SonomaCounty.com. Again, if you're not next to a notepad, hop onto the website. You'll find all of those contact details as well. And then, Lorene, your awesome resource as well, definitely knows how to find me and get in contact as well, so she can always make those connections as well. So you've got lots of ways to find us. And again, a reminder, my job is to be there for you and always happy to do it and always happy to connect at any time. And a thank you for sending all your visitors here and sending them our way.
Absolutely. Barry, what is the best way for our listeners to reach you?
Well, they can reach out to me on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, and that's the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And you can always email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And that's at hometravelagent.net. And look forward to hearing from you. And please feel free to drop me an email or post on our Facebook page anytime. And Lorraine?
You can always reach me at sharptongued@mac.com. And that is sharptongued@mac.com. My Facebook post page for me is Lorene R. That's L-O-R-E-N-E with my last initial R. And also Sharp Tongue Consulting is my other Facebook post. You can always also reach me at my new email address. Yes, it's official. It's Lorene, L-O-R-E-N-E, at windsorchamber.com. Because we all know I had a few hours left in my life that I wasn't filled with volunteering and clients. So I'm now officially the Windsor Chamber of Commerce president and CEO. There you go. Talk about, you know, I love my hometown. Literally, one day my commute will be upstairs to my home-based office. And that's about a 20-step journey. And then when I go to the chamber office, the long commute is about 3 minutes. So, you know, it is wonderful to be in Sonoma County. Thank you again, Delise, for being here and being our guest. This is totally awesome. And I'm so fortunate we were able to grab you in between times that you're on the road. So thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to be able to be with us. Want to say goodbye,
everybody?
You're very
welcome.
Yes.
I was just going to say you're very welcome at any time.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you, Barry.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Well, thank you, Delise, and thank you, Lorene, for a great interview. And Delise, we do look forward to having you back again because I know you've just scratched the surface about what Sonoma County has to offer the travel trade and what a great place to send your clients. And it's not that hard to get to. It's here in the United States, so a beautiful place, easy to get to, and your clients are going to have a wonderful time. So once again, I am going to leave it at that, and I want to remind you that you can reach me at Barry at hometravelagent.net. Also want to let everyone know that we take no compensation for having guests on our show. Maureen and I do this just for the fun of it. And actually, we more than fun, we love to help the travel trade. So we're here for you. And hopefully you drop me an email at Barry at hometravelagent.net and let me know what you think. So with that, what I want to do is wish you all a wonderful fall coming up here. And have safe travels and stay healthy, everyone. We will see you next month. Bye-bye now.